supposed to start with the other music, right?
Well, yeah, but we're going to get into the show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much. So let's start with it.
Yeah, Miss Grace!
Start with the other music, for God's sake. Yeah, yes. I'm Margaret Gray, and here now, ladies and gentlemen, is what we've been waiting for a long time. Me singing 29 Palms. Today, Ted Bell will be talking about how hot it is out there in the desert. And my God, it is hot in the desert. I'm Margaret Gray.
Gonna play the other song.
You shut the hole under your nose, above your chin, in the middle of your face. Fuck. Yes. Falling in love. A crazy situation. Her velvet glove knocks me down and down and down. Her kiss of butt. What the fuck?
You fucked it up.
I didn't fuck up anything. Give me this.
I think there's two pieces of paper to this.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the other music, please, because Phil has carved this in ass.
I didn't carve anything in ass, Margaret.
Margaret, you didn't.
I said, baby girl.
I practiced and I practiced and I practiced so that this would come off swimmingly, and you've carved it an ass. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Oh, shut up.
Are you talking to me?
No. I'm talking to him. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So what went wrong?
What went wrong was, Phil, that I had this all planned out and you clowns carved it an ass.
Yeah, we're supposed to start out with it, Mr. Henry. And we didn't start out with it.
Yeah, we didn't start out with it because we didn't.
Uh-huh. And what did we start out with?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. All right, here is Margaret Gray.
Hold the phone there, Caballero. I'll do it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Margaret Gray. Let's try this one more time. And if it doesn't work, someone is going to be in big, big trouble, I can assure you of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is me, Margaret Gray, now to sing the song 29 Palms.
Yeah!
Why the hell you gotta do that?
What do you mean, why did I have to do that? That is a basso profundo, a female basso profundo. A fool in love, a crazy situation. Her velvet glove knocks me down and down and down and down. A kiss of fire.
Yeah. Jesus.
A loaded invitation inside her smile. She takes me down and down and down and down and down.
Yeah. You knocked that off.
That's the basso profundo. Her moves look good.
Woo!
A touch of desperation. From where I stood, she turned my head round and round and round and round and round. Comes kind of hard.
Yeah, I'll bet.
When I, you dirty little taking me back down that road that leads to you. Oh, 29 palms. I feel the heart of your desert heart. Excuse me, my voice cracked. Taking me back down the road that leads back down to you. I don't like the fact that there's too many back down and,
Now, they do mention going down and...
Yes, they do. I'm done.
Well, Margaret, there...
I said I'm done.
Margaret Gray with a 29 palm.
Yeah, whatever, bud.
God damn, man.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
All right, Margaret, that was good, but it was a little half-baked.
Well, let me tell you something there, my fine feathered friend. First of all, you guys start off with 50 Cent. You were supposed to start off with my music.
No one told me that. You know,
you're the host of the Get a Load of Him, General.
Yeah, Phil, what do you mean no one told you? You're the guy that's shouting the orders around here all the time.
Well, I mean, you know.
That was saying, I mean, they got you on that one.
Yeah, there's no, I can't back you up on that one, Mr. Henry.
Fine, okay. I forgot, I don't know.
Yeah, you forgot. When it comes to me, you're always...
Oh, come on, Margaret. Quit with the phony baloney.
Phony baloney?
Margaret,
phony baloney. Is that what you called me? Do you remember the song? Phil, you remember Richie Valens. I've got a gal named Phony Baloney. Now, the reason why...
No, that was not... That was Boney Maroney was the name of that song.
Oh.
Wow.
No, it was phony. And the reason why is because even at that early, early stage of rock and roll, Richie Valens himself recognized that the phony baloney bullcrap...
Yeah, it wasn't going to stand.
It just wasn't going to stand. And this morning, I'm sorry, I just spit something out onto my lip, and everyone's looking at me grossed out.
Jesus Christ, Michael, when you talk that fast, whatever you had for breakfast comes right up off of a tooth. Ah, shit.
I'm sorry, I had cream of wheat. And some cream of wheat had stuck right here, see? On it here, there.
All right, Margaret, God!
Well, it came out and it hung on my lip for a while I was trying to make my point. And all of you guys, once again, assume that look with the mouth open as if someone's probing you with a rubber glove.
Yeah, we got it, we got it. All right, so I didn't mean to stare, but there's a piece of oatmeal on your lip.
Well, it happens, Phil. The other morning, I had a piece of egg and toast on my chin through two full meetings, and no one had the utter and, I would say, low-class temerity to say anything. They were very, very kind. Finally, one of the executive secretaries there in the office, I was out interviewing Brad Perday, who is the young director.
Yeah.
And, well, you say, yeah, like you don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is. Who's Brad Perday?
A young director.
Yeah, Brad Perday's the new young director.
Thank you, bud. In any event, I had a piece of egg and cheese hanging off my upper lip and off my chin, and I interviewed Brad Perday, his associate producer, Duck Willingsley, and none of them had the low-class immorality to say, ooh! They hung with it, they stuck with it, they toughed it out.
Margaret, I gotta tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
No, 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 hold on for a minute. If somebody has something hanging off their chin, their lip...
Yeah, you gotta say something.
You must say something.
God damn! You know...
And what? Where did you get that?
Let me tell you what. Any woman that I've ever been with in my life has said to me, if you ever let me go through an evening with something in my teeth and you don't say anything because you think you're being polite, I will clobber you with the nearest glass ashtray. Thank you. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yay! Yay!
Well, get a load of you. Well, I can assure you, Phil, if you ever had the guts, the sheer guts, to look at me and say, oh, Margaret, you got egg hanging off your chin, and I'm sitting there interviewing God knows who, the foreign minister of Pakistan, for instance, who I just interviewed 2 weeks ago. The foreign minister of Pakistan, and you say, Margaret, there's egg and toast, and it looks like a little bit of, oh, God, did you, it looks like something that's pre-masticated.
All right, I'm not going to do that. But I am going to say you got a little,
I wham going to say?
He is going to say.
Excuse me, General, I don't think you're speaking for Phil. He's a big boy.
Yes, I am going to say you got something on your chin.
Like that?
No, I will make a motion like wipe your chin. Haven't you ever heard of anybody trying to be polite without embarrassing?
I would rather people keep their big fat bazoos shut. I'm Margaret Gray. Now, what is this garbage that, to listen to this crap other than 29 Palms.
We got the song for you, Margaret. We got it done. We'll be right back. Margaret sang 29 Palms for us. It wasn't a complete rendition of 29 Palms, but hey. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Well, let me tell you something, you folks out there. I want to remind you that Phil Hendry is going to be at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, right, Phil?
Yeah, we'll be at the LA Podcast Festival this year, which takes place from September the 18th to September the 20th. And if you can't make it out to the LA area to catch the show, you can stream it live online at lapodfest.com. An online ticket allows you to see every show in the fest streamed live. If you don't have a backstage pass, for instance, you can watch us. I don't know what we're going to do at the Podfest, though.
You haven't figured this. You want me to? I don't know. I don't know if I have the weekend free.
Well, I'll try. If we could get some people here, it might be kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, I'll go out there with you, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you, Bud. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. You and Bud. Boy, what a clown.
Jesus Christ, Hendry, that's a freak show. They'll shut that down. I mean, the city will come in and shut it down as an illegal freak attraction.
Will they really?
I'm only... Hey, what is this? Jesus, this is disgusting. Did you hear that guy sound like he was salivating in my ears?
All right, anyway, come on out to the LA Podfest. An online ticket allows you to see every show.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my God, I love this. Oh, this is what... What's love got to do?
Push me, Phil. I didn't push you. I'm trying to get close to the microphone so I can finish reading this. An online ticket allows you to see every show in the Fest streamed live, and you also get access to the video archives for 3 weeks after PodFest ends. If you use my unique coupon code, you get $5 off. Just go to lapodfest.com, click on the live stream menu item. Did you do that on purpose?
What?
There's a piece of toast hanging off your chin.
Yes, you did, Mr. Henry.
All right, so what? I was just going to see if you noticed.
Yeah, you've got toast on your chin, Margaret.
See, that would embarrass me. That would embarrass the shorts right off of me. I would be so embarrassed, by I think I'd lose body weight, and my underwear would drop.
You're saying you'd be so embarrassed that your panties would drop right to the floor.
Yes.
Because you'd lose body mass?
I don't know, Dr. Hendrys.
Anyway, folks, look at this. Johnny Manziel in this preseason game just ran one in. Whoa! How about that?
Who gives a shit?
Anyway, go to the LAPodFest.com, click on the live stream and menu item, and use my coupon code Hendry at checkout. That's H-E-N-D-R-I-E. And watch the PodFest. Watch the whole damn thing. The whole damn thing, man. And watch our show as well at LAPodFest.com, September 18th to the 20th.
Isn't this lovely? This is a great song. God bless Tina Turner. She made a statement for all women when she told Ike.
that young lady did suffer a great many indignities. No question.
Yes, she did. All right, anyway, welcome back to the program, folks. On the line with us is our good friend, our close personal friend, Ted Bell. And Ted's going to be talking to us here. Well, I think Ted's going to be talking about his He-Man competition, if I'm not mistaken.
It's going to be Ted. No, it's not the He-Man thing. It's Keep Them Cool and Keep Them.
Oh, that's right. Keep Them Cool and Keep Them from out in front of Ted's in Beverly Hills in Southern California is Ted Bell, and we're going to get him on the line with us right now. Ted, how are you, buddy? Ted?
Hey, Bell, it's Ted Bell. I'm doing great. It's great to be here. And tell you what, here at Ted's in Beverly Hills, we are actually outside the restaurant, Phil, here at Beverly Hills, California. This is, as you mentioned, Keep 'em Cool and Keep 'em. It ain't the He-Man competition. You got me mixed up with that, the guy there, Ron Tarner, who I, you know.
Well, Ron Tarner has his annual, he has a walk in the desert, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dr. Ron Tarner, I'm not here to talk about him. Harder. Are you talking about Dr. Ron Harder? That's a different guy entirely.
No, Dr. Turner has a walk in the desert, which a lot of people think is extremely dangerous, is self-aggrandizing, and asinine.
Well, it totally is asinine. As long as you brought it up, I think Turner would probably call up now and bust my castanets on this thing. But, Ron, you know me. I don't hold back. And I think you walking in the desert and with your shirt off, acting like you're all this, you're going to cook alive. And, it might be a real good lesson for you if your brain boiled right in your fucking skull.
All right. I don't want to get people upset here.
Yeah, the mood just shifted very quickly.
I apologize, Phil. That's on me. What we're trying to do is focus attention on how hot it is and what we can do for our elderly. Keep 'em Cool and Keep 'em is in its fifth year here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. When you come down to Ted's in Beverly Hills with your elderly mother, your father, a relative, a friend, someone who you know is an individual that may not be keeping as cool as they should during these summer months, come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. We have buckets of ice that sit out here on the street. General Shaw, I know you don't want me mentioning.
I don't need to go down to your restaurant and sit in a bucket of ice like some jive ass, you know?
It's not jive. I don't understand why you think it's jive. And by the way, if you don't want to do it, please don't start, ripping into this promotion. This is paid commercial time. You understand?
Yes, I understand that, Ted, and that's fine for you. But I'm not going to go down there and sit in a bucket of ice like a clown with my ass hanging in his... Jesus, are you kidding?
Well, what it is, let's just explain this, if we could, Phil.
Go ahead.
Ted has buckets of ice. They're large tubs of ice that sit out on the sidewalk. You can bring your elderly relatives or friends down there and sit them very coolly in this tub of ice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an indignity. I will not suffer.
Oh, an indignity. So you think staying alive is an indignity? Get a load of this. I'm talking to a guy right now.
Ted, just stay with us on this. The general makes a very good point.
Yeah, Ted, take an old guy, sit him in a bucket of ice.
Yeah, what's that about?
What's it about? How many times do I come on your program, Phil, to promote something, and you guys stand at the ready to take a big oiled-up cucumber Look,
Ted, I'm not trying to. We're asking questions. Please don't be defensive.
Yes, I think what happens here, Ted, is you do get defensive, and it turns into a negativity. A negativity.
Margaret, I hear what you're saying. You don't need to go negativity. You do that. Hey, by the way, whoever said that these professional football teams get to put the name of their team on the uniform, what's that about?
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the Cleveland Brown game.
Forget about the Brown game. So anyway, Operation...
No, it's not operate. It's keep them cool and keep them. If you keep your mother, your father, whoever the old... Whatever old, you know, person you got, you stick them in the ice. Not stick them, but you lay them gently in. And
Ted, how about just inviting them into the restaurant to sit down, have a nice cool drink?
Yes, in the air conditioning.
Unfortunately, Phil, with the heat the way it is, we can't put any more strain on our air conditioning. As you know, there have been rolling brownouts.
No, there haven't. There haven't this summer?
I don't suppose you could just go with this, huh?
Okay, yeah, there have been rolling brownouts.
Yeah, rolling brownouts. And although we're alive, can you cut that part out?
No, I can't. Well, now you look like... He's going to look like an ape.
Yeah, you're making me... You really Tarzan this one up.
All right, we'll cut it out.
All right, so there have been rolling brownouts. All right, let's back up. As you know, Phil, there have been rolling brownouts.
Uh-huh.
And, well, say it a little better than uh-huh.
Come on, Ted.
All right, sorry. There have been rolling Bruins. And the
Rolling Bruins?
Yeah, somebody mugged a bunch of students. No, God damn. There have been rolling brownouts. And what has happened is they put this strain on the grid. On the grid. You know, I'm not off the grid. I'm not Art Bell. I'm nowhere near Art Bell. So as a result, we can't use the air conditioning.
So what you do is you have people bring down...
Yeah, hold on. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
And what is your name? I'm Ted Bell. What is your name?
Karen Simmons.
Karen what?
Karen Simmons.
Karen Simmons. Karen, go ahead and have a seat in the ice.
Yeah!
God. How's that feel, huh?
It's wet. This is my son, Teddy.
Hi. And Teddy, you brought your mother down here? I wanted to get a drink. And I understand you. Do you have Leinenkugel on tap? We do, as a matter of fact, yeah. So I put my mother in that ice there. Mother, you going to be okay?
God damn. Have you got a towel?
Yeah, we have towels. But we're soaking you and cooling you. All right? Now, where's the Leinenkugel? Go into the bar, right? The prime rib room. We got Leinenkugel on tap. Although, you're going to go in dressed like that? Well, yeah, I do. I'm just on my lunch hour. What do you do? I'm a plumber. No. You don't go in with the shirt with your name on it. Here, here's one of our bowling shirts. Kansas Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so are you having a good time?
No.
All right, so there...
There is a woman that is not enjoying this.
She likes it. Would you rather be out in the searing heat in the desert with, say, Dr. Ron Turner?
No.
All right. So she's made her choice, and...
Don't look at Ted.
No. She's made her choice, and I would suggest that the rest of you folks, if you've got an elderly relative or just anybody in your life, that you would like to see cool down and have a very, very comfortable summer, then come on down here to Tennessee Beverly Hills, where we are at present doing our keep 'em cool and keep 'em, because you don't keep 'em cool, they die. And
Ted, what's the real thing behind this?
Damn thing, he's got to make some money and everything.
Why don't you shut up? What is it with you guys? You know what, Phil, I come on your program and...
Hold on, what?
Get the Hong Kong Charlie.
No. I'm paying for this time. No Hong Kong Charlie.
Okay, fine. We're not going to... Don't put him on now.
Well, what are you going to do? Put him on after me?
I mean, I'm going to talk to him.
God damn it. Phil, let me tell you something. I'm the first and only guy that I know of who has taken interest in our elderly to make sure that they don't cook alive. All right? Now, that's what I'm telling you. You can say what you want, do what you want, be who you want. And I can tell you this right now. You can sing the way you want to sing. You can talk the way... You can talk to the... I can't...
All right. Ted, thank you. We're going to move on to Hong Kong Charlie.
No, I want to stay on the line for this.
You don't mind being on the line?
No, I don't mind being on the line. You're going to talk to Hong Kong Charlie, then I hang around. I want to hear what this guy's got to say. If he slanders me, if he so much as says one word...
All right, thank you, Ted. Now...
So you're going to keep the line open, aren't you?
Yeah, if you, you know...
God damn.
All right, Hong Kong Charlie joining us from... Actually, he's at Los Alamitos right now, and Charlie, always great to talk to you, buddy, and I realize that this has been... an interesting week with heat, and we've just been talking to Ted Bell.
Well, I tell you what happened, Phil. If the heat has caused a lot of air conditioning to use, you know. So I understand that Ted doing what he does.
Well, thank you very much, Charlie. I appreciate that.
Oh, Ted, I know you have been a good businessman. Good for Beverly Hills. Very good at Beverly Hills. But here, we don't take the old people, put them in bucket of ice. We respect the old people.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd do that.
What did you think was going to happen, huh? I look up, I'm driving past your restaurant, I see a bunch of old people lined up in bucket of ice, and Hong Kong Charlie doesn't say anything? Hong Kong Charlie must say something. Hong Kong Charlie never seen like that.
Look, Charlie, let me ask you something, if I could. Okay, what business is it of yours?
No business of mine. No business of mine. You see me get out of car to tell you?
No, I don't.
But
you're calling up the Phil Henry Show so you can rip me an ass. So you can get whatever figuratively oiled vegetable, as I mentioned before.
Hong Kong Charlie, not some kind of pervert. Hong Kong Charlie simply say that what Ted of Beverly Hills do, not good.
But what is it with you anyway, Ted of Beverly Hills? I am simply trying to keep the old... What are you doing to keep the elderly cool?
I bring them into air conditioning. Ever heard of it?
Fuck that, you know.
Hey, Ted, come on. I mean, it's a good question.
I told you. And I'm telling Hong Kong Charlie, he's lying. You know, Charlie, that these electrical rates are driving us out of business. And
you know, you're blowing it, Ted.
You blow it, Ted Bell. You blow it. You know? What do you mean I bro it?
Oh, wow. So now you want to make fun of my accent. You're blowing it on the air by saying what you say.
You can't say... Oh, hold on for a minute. There's a post call. Get a load of this guy. You're at the track?
That's right. Business good. I come out the track. What do you got? Say Isabel. Say Isabel is on. Come up.
The guy's at the track, Phil. He's at the track.
All right, so he's at the track.
That proves it. I don't think you drove by my restaurant.
Bullshit, I rode by the restaurant this morning. I check on business. I come on Los Alamitos. I want to see the quarter horse race. Hold on. Here they go. They're up. I got Sir Isabel across the board.
Good for you, quarter horses. Phil, I want everyone to know, bring your elderly people down here.
Come on, you motherfucker! Come on!
All right, put that guy on hold, man. He is off his freaking nut.
What'd I tell you? I told you that if you put that clown on the air, you'd regret it for as long as you live. Now, Phil, I am not here to humiliate or to harm the elderly in any way. I think our elderly are a tremendous people. I think that, by the way, you totally forgot about doing the traffic and Harvey Wireman, because what I wanted to do is...
Oh, my God, we did. We actually... Ted, what is going... Not you, Ted. What is going on with you, bud?
Bud, you should have told Phil.
I don't know. I don't know. I forgot.
As Bacon called in?
I see. Hey, Bob. 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 Give me the phone, will you?
Bob Bacon. Hi, Phil Henry. Bob Bacon. Phil Henry. Hold on for a minute, Ted.
You got it.
Hey, Bob. Bob Bacon.
No, you feel me? I tell you what, I've worked with Bakey, and he's been known to fall asleep in that helicopter.
Well, he better not have fallen asleep in that helicopter. I gotta put you on hold, Ted.
All right, do what you gotta do, but remember, I'm not, we are not finished with this conversation by a long shot.
All right, Bob Bakey. Hey, Bob Bakey. It sounds to me like maybe he's just incommunicado.
Well, how do you know he hasn't fallen asleep, Ted? Says he
gotta fall asleep? The freaking helicopter's flying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get Bob Bacon. Sounds like he's making a swing by City Hall right there.
How do you know?
Because it went... But it made that noise.
Bob? Bob?
Yeah! And this is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. Unfortunately, Phil, because of the fact that you have Time Warner providing the internet service to the studios, we were not able to get online because there was no internet connection, even though you had a serviceman out just a few hours ahead of airtime looking at and giving everybody the big thumbs up that everything was fixed. So your shit can Time Warner service, Phil, continues. I'm Harvey Wireman, and I'm quite frankly very content with the fact that I remain Harvey Wireman. And you know something else, Phil? Oh, shit. Hey, I'm not even driving here, man. Hey.
Ah!
Girlfriend, what's your problem? I'm not even driving a car. I'm in a studio. Fred's talking bad. I'll talk bad about anybody I want to talk bad about. Talk about Time Warner. Fuck Time Warner, okay?
Hey, Harvey.
No. Fuck Time Warner. Go give a ticket. Give me a ticket. Go ahead. Give me your ticket, cop.
guy just gave me a ticket because I was talking shit about Time Warner. You ready for that?
Hey, I guess you got to watch it. Time Warner, if there's one thing they know how to do, it's siphon the money out of people, huh?
You got that right. Anyway, Phil, you can make the jokes, okay? But your Time Warner, your internet service blows a donkey. Blows a donkey. I say again, blows a donkey. I'm Harvey Wireman. And, oh, shit.
Oh,
okay, what is going on with that man? Are you people so brain dead that you can't find out?
What? Right now, we got Harvey Wireman flipping out on Time Warner Cable. Maybe the guy works for Time Warner Cable.
Yeah, that's right. Time Warner has their cop running around, giving tickets to anybody that says shit about him. Excuse my French, folks, but it's an ongoing problem.
All right, Phil, let's not trot your filthy laundry out in front of everyone. I don't believe in trotting out one's filthy, despicable, streaked and bacon-stripped laundry, all right? I think we need to keep...
Oh, Margaret, I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob Bacon, for what... Bob, is Bob okay?
Yeah, Bob, you all right? Yeah, he landed it.
What do you mean he landed it, man?
Ran out of gas? Yeah, he ran out of gas.
But he was able to land it.
Yeah, he glided it in.
Yeah, sometimes I glided in.
Glided it in.
Yeah, I'll bet he glided it in. I got something he can glide in. Tell him that.
Yeah, General Shots.
Don't tell him that, you jackball.
All right, so thank you very much. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Try to pull this GD show together, man.
Woo! Grab the arm, told her not to be a stranger.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back. Right after these very, very, very important messages.
Yeah, my buddy, tonight it's the BSP chat at 9 o'clock Pacific time. At the Phil Henry website, if you're a Backstage Pass member, weigh in, talk about the show, talk about some of the things we got planned, give us some ideas, siphon some ideas, steal some ideas, be an idea, be the living, breathing embodiment of an idea. But whatever you do, join us tonight, 9 o'clock, if you're a Backstage Pass member. And by the way, get a Backstage Pass to be in the running for the big Phil Henry action doll. Here he is here. We got a, oh man, he look all...
Yeah, he looks like he's all just going...
Yeah, bud, quit screwing with the doll, okay?
I swear to God, Dickman, I think you know that doll in a biblical sense.
I told you I don't, and I told you yet again that I don't.
Well, that must mean yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, so tonight it's the BSP chat, 9 o'clock Pacific, at the Phil Henry Show website.
All rights reserved. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, how come every time you say your name, there's got to be applause?
I don't know, Phil. I guess people are just, you know, driven to applaud. What do you mean?
Well, I think you...
No. I pay off him? No, I wouldn't pay him a dime. Not a nickel, not a farthing, not a single farthing.
Well, you did give me $10.
Well, anyway, welcome back to the show at the Phil Henry Show here. Now, we want to get on the line Bob Green. Robert Green is with Fraser Foods. That whole mess that we just did with Ted Bell, keep him cool and keep him alive.
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? Hong Kong Charlie, Ted Bell, boy, those guys are going to war. I would suggest that you, if you want to keep people cool, make sure that you have, especially your elderly relatives, your elderly friends, people who are, in other words, at risk from the heat, make sure you got some good air conditioning cranking. Make sure you got a lot of water. Make sure you got the, cool areas, cool places for them to cool down. The heat is not a joke, man, and it will knock your ass clean out.
Mr. Stanley, do you ever have like a heat stroke kind of thing?
I've been sunburned.
Oh, my God, yes. You've probably had a lot of bad sunburns.
I had some brutal sunburns as a kid. I never had any heat problems because... But, you know, there have been times, you know, you may find yourself with not enough water if you're riding... As a kid, when I was out riding my bike, something like that. But for me, it's always been sunburn, and it took me a number of years until I wised up and started putting sunblock on.
What about all that suntan? You ain't gonna get a suntan, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Henry can't suntan. You look like a tomato can.
Yeah, Phil is the original. Phil's the original tomato can, that's it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
What?
Well, that's supposed to mean some guy that's punchy.
Oh, come on, Phil.
But, no, but you're right. I do get sunburned, and,
Yeah, but now, don't you get a little bit of a tan?
What is it with you? What do you guys care?
I was wondering how it works with you, pink-skinned Irishmen, you freckle-faced weirdos. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm sorry I'm a weird-ass, you know? Yeah, I got sunburned, and I'll tell you what, I don't give a damn if I never get tanned. And I'll tell you what, if you sunburn, you know, consider yourself the smartest person in the room. If you go out with a lot of block on and you never get a tan in the rest of your life, you're going to save your skin, you're going to save your life. It's going to be a way, way better life you're going to have. Who cares?
Are you kidding? Phil, every woman wants to have that lustrous golden brown, just that nut brown. What are you looking at?
What do you mean, nut brown?
I don't like the look on your
face.
Come on, get off of his nose, will you?
I'm not on his nose. I don't like you saying that.
That was great. Talk about a guy getting nut brown.
I like to get a very... And Robert, I'm not talking about you or your people.
Your people?
You know what I mean. I love to get a very deep, dark nut brown for the summer. I wear the butterfly sunglasses. I've got zinc oxide on my nose. I have a wild flower hat. I've got the wild-flowered one-piece suit. I'm nut brown. I'm reading a Ocean Drive magazine. And I'm sitting by our pool in Santa Monica overlooking the ocean. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
So, in other words, you're just a stereotype of...
No, I'm not a stereotype of what?
Well, Margaret, what you just described is about as funky a looking thing.
What?
I mean, other women would look very...
Yes, Margaret, not you. Other women would look funky.
Take heed, my boy. Take heed.
All right. Robert Greene's going to join us now from the world-famous Phil Henry Show from his store there, Fraser Foods, in Buena Park, California. And Bob Greene is on the line with us here. And we are going to talk with Robert right now about the campaign season. Now, the reason why, Bob, we usually don't talk politics with you, but it seems that you have been approached by the Rand Paul campaign to sort of be at least one of the faces of business that they'd like to use.
Well, I was informed here last Friday that the Rand Paul campaign would be interested in using local businessmen to offset the Donald Trump inroads that have been made. So, and here at Fraser Foods, I am about business. I believe the less restriction that is placed on a businessman in communicating with his customer, the better. I know that Donald Trump stands for that. I've been a big Trump fan, but the Rand Paul people seem to need help. I've got some problems coming out in favor of Rand Paul because I think the image of the man is, quite frankly, I don't think it's the kind of uptown, and I like to say uptown image. Donald Trump has got the uptown image.
What do you mean by uptown?
I mean that Rand Paul made a big mistake during that debate when he got up there like he was Senator, where's the guy, Foghorn Leghorn, you guys talk about with that? The Fourth Amendment. I just think he messed on himself, and I don't need Rand Paul messing on me.
All right, so you're a Trump fan?
No, I'm a Rand Paul fan.
Well, how does that work? You just got done saying that Rand Paul messed on you.
Well, Rand Paul messed on me. But he's got a chance to wipe it off, and here's how. I would be happy to endorse Rand Paul for a consideration. I don't consider myself to be a major player in American politics, but I think I could be very useful in the Department of Agriculture as a grocer, as a man that deals in foodstuffs, as a man that deals in the trading and the bartering and the selling of foodstuffs between the farmer, the middleman, and the customer. I believe that I could be good in identifying fertile green areas for cucumbers. You know what I'm talking about, Phil. You want me to spell it out?
Well, yeah, I think people would like specifics.
I don't have any specifics. What I'm trying to tell you is I've got a campaign here that basically says Bob Greene would like to be in the Department of the Agriculture to help out with the, you know, cucumbers and celery.
Well, Bob, I don't think that's how it works.
Excuse me, Margaret, but I think I know a little better.
What do you mean, helping out with the cucumbers and celery?
That's what I do. And the only thing in the federal government that has anything to do with cucumbers and celery is the Department of the Agriculture. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, what about the Department of Defense?
What do you mean, the Department of Defense? What's that got to do with cucumbers?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Listen, buddy, those are fighting words. All right, hold on for a minute.
How could you possibly help out in a Rand Paul administration?
God help us if those words are ever spoken in all seriousness.
Well, Ms. Gray, I'm so sorry for you and your liberal friends, but Rand Paul...
And you don't even support him. You support Donald Trump.
Yes, but with a guarantee of a job in a Rand Paul administration... With the cucumber, I don't know what it's called.
Hey, you know what, Bob? I tell you, you want to work in the Department of Agriculture.
Phil, please don't tell me how it is.
Wait. You want to be in the Department of Agriculture. That's fine, but you're not going to get a job just by saying, hey, I'm a grocer and I know about cucumbers and celery. okay?
Well, no, Phil, not if I put it that way. God, thank God you aren't running interference for me and promoting my aspirations. Here's Phil. He walks into... Hey, Charlie, I'm talking to a guy...
Talk to me, okay?
Sorry. You walk into Washington after Rand Paul wins, you go, yeah. Bob Green's here. He's a grocer, and I guess he knows about celery and lettuce and onion. Why don't you stick him in a job someplace? Where? In the corner of the room over there near a filing cabinet? Fine, that's good enough for Bob. Pay him? No, he works for free. He'll fly to Washington, sit on his ass, get raped every day by you guys, and then go back to Fraser Foods with a smile on his face, holding a towel to his ass. Ain't gonna happen.
God damn, man! How do you know all that stuff's gonna... Phil's not saying that at all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you gotta come with your strength. Your strength, in my opinion, is that you're a businessman, that you are a guy with a profitable business, that you know the dollars and cents.
What, do you think I'm gonna get a job at Treasury? Forget it! Ain't gonna happen. No. The only shot I got is agriculture.
You want a job that bad?
I was gonna say, it's that important to you to work in the, in Washington, D.C., that you'll sell out Donald Trump.
Oh, come on. Donald Trump sold out? Donald Trump, he doesn't get sold out. He sells people out. So my feeling is, look, Trump is my man. But Rand Paul can easily be my man, and I don't mean that, bud, because I know what he's doing.
Would you shut up?
Okay, that's...
Yeah, hey, Bob, don't hang up.
Well, I'm not going to have some guy with a plate in his head. Okay, who's got nothing but that red spicy Panda Express sauce running through his veins, and he's got a whole cheeseburger for a liver, and he shits French fries.
Look at Bob. All I'm saying to you is this: what you need to do is, if you want a job in Washington, I think you're going to have to. Why not get it through the Donald Trump administration?
Donald Trump wouldn't hire me on a bet. I like the man's campaign. I like what he has to say. The only problem is he won't return my phone call. He doesn't know I exist, and if he did know I existed, he wouldn't want to know that I existed. He'd wish that I didn't exist.
Well, why would you support a man like that?
Because I don't let my ego get in the way, all right? I never let my ego get in the way. Hold on for a minute. Is that the poster? I need to be bigger. When you put a picture of Bob Green on his business, I want it big. Bigger than that. See that cigarette billboard of it? Make it bigger. Bob Green never, ever lets his ego get in the way. And
No, not much. You just got a poster going up.
That's different. That's advertising the store. My head, my pictures are never smaller than anything around them. We got a billboard here of some guy smoking a cigarette. It's a cigarette campaign, and the billboard head is bigger. I don't know who the guy is, and it doesn't make any difference, but I'm bigger than that. All right?
Why would you care that a guy who is anonymous is bigger than you?
I don't like the head bigger than my head. My head's the biggest head here. I don't care if they put up a head the size of Mount Rushmore, one of the Mount Rushmore heads. My head's bigger. And I had said that when Rand Paul said, well, what kind of a guy are you? I said, I'll tell you this. If they decided to carve my head into that Mount Rushmore, it better be bigger than Washington's.
Well, you know what, Bob? Don't ever tell anybody that you don't have an ego, because you do.
I am a very modest man for a man like me, who's an ego case. The likes of which you've never seen before. For ego cases that are almost megalomaniacal, I'm extremely modest.
All right, well, good luck. Yeah, good luck to you, Bob, because it sounds like you're going to need it.
Not as much luck as that guy Bell's going to need when half of those old people croak, because I can tell you...
Thank you very much, Bob Green.
Do you don't think that... We ought to check back in with Ted.
What's going on with Ted?
What do you mean?
What's going on with him, man? I want to make sure that there's no old people out there that are dying, you know.
I'd find out. I mean, I think it's everything's okay, and I'm not sure that everything is not okay. You can find out about it. So.
Well, we don't need the jingle, do we?
Yes, you have to have the jingle every time you talk to Ted Bell.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted Bell.
Right there. Everybody. I want everyone out. Hold on, Phil. I got the cops here. God damn. What do you want? Ben, what about it? I got an old lady passed out. Who is that guy? Do you know who that guy is?
Who?
That guy with the mouth siren.
Holy Christ. Is that the guy that rolled to that?
Yeah, I think he heard me on your show. I'll tell you who he is. He's a guy that monitors your show and then comes over. Are you all right, lady? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, but I wasn't overcome by the heat. I almost drowned in the bucket of ice. You ass.
Oh, is this your... Is this your mother?
Oh, yeah, I wear a Carolina coat.
Just don't breathe on my phone. Take your mother and get out of here.
And I got a line of Kugel.
Oh, Christ. You know, this is a boy. I love him, but he puts away a line of Kugel the way you and I
suck down a juice box. Excuse me for saying that.
So, Phil, no, we have had... What do you want? Well, I'm not texting the old lady. The old lady's okay, okay? Okay, okay. The old lady is okay. God, I hate that guy.
So that guy's been cruising by?
All morning long. All morning long, this asshole has been coming by here going, hey, old lady, yeah, old lady. I said, who are you? What are you? He said, what do I look like? I said, well, you look like a cop, but I can't be sure of that. And then he goes, oh, or whatever the hell he does.
Yeah, it's a mouth siren.
No kidding? You could have fooled me. I thought it was a real siren. Of course it's a mouth siren. I'll tell you something right now. This guy's not a cop, and if he comes back, I'm going to give him my 2 cents. I'm so sick. How are you, man?
La, 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 la.
Here he is. Don't try to talk to me. I didn't say anything. Yes, you did talk shit. No, sir, I didn't talk shit.
Go ahead, Ted. Give him a piece of your mind.
Well, I break it. I'm sorry, sir.
Ted, this guy is a mental case. Tell him you're going to report him.
Who?
The cop that you just talked to.
I don't know, man. You know how they say I got guys that are crazy. I mean, this guy may tear me apart. He may be one of those mad crazed assholes. This minute? Yes, right inside. He needs to use the can.
All right, thank you very much, Ted Bell. Fantastic. Going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
And we're right back to hanging up on people on this show, too.
Yes, we are. Very proud of that.
Roll on. Big time a tingle. Get your roll on. Tell them basic bitches they can hold on. I'm at the hazy in the lobby with my robe on.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Do give us a rating and review on iTunes. And when you give us a rating and review on iTunes, and you've given us a rating and review on iTunes, just do it. Don't worry about it. Don't ask questions. And also, get on our email list. That's right. If you're on our email list, friend, you're on our email list. It's not the shit list. It's the email list. It's the opposite of being on the shit list.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, it's good. The Phil Henry Show email list and a rating and review on iTunes. Both of those things will make you live much longer.
General Galen Shaw reporting.
Yes, thank you.
Shout out Sammy and Peasy one time. You know what it is.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. So, yeah, make sure you're around for the chat tonight. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. In 2 weeks, we're going to Big Sur.
Oh, you are?
Yep. We're going to go up to Big Sur, spend a few days. I'm going to spend my birthday there.
Well, now you've been wanting to go back there. Now, what's the deal with it? We call it the Big Sur.
Big Sur is just, it's a beautiful, beautiful treasure of a place. A California treasure, an American treasure on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, Big Sur has long been. Hold on, Phil. This is my area of expertise. Big Sur has long been one of the very chic, I'd like to say, areas of California. Henry Miller. At one time, was there with many writers.
Who's he?
He's a writer. Who's he?
Henry Miller was a famous writer.
Yeah?
Yeah, and also Jack Kerouac, Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
What, do I look like Harvey Weirman to you?
No, you don't, but you're talking like him.
Oh, my God. Don't you laugh at me. Yes, Jack Kerouac.
Jack Kerouac, Mark, come on.
I'm doing the French.
Well, that's the French pronunciation, Phil.
Oh, is it really? Jack Kerouac.
My God, Phil, if I showed you something a blind man had worked on his entire life, you'd lift your leg to it and break wind. I'm Margaret Gray. Oh, that's what, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't see it. Phil went like this. Like a big laugh.
No, I just think that you're very much prone to dramatics. Yes, Big Sur had the beatniks, the beat writers, the Henry Miller generation of writers. The Esalen Institute is there.
Now, what is this Esalen Institute?
Yeah, that's where a lot of hippies go and everything.
Well, no, I don't know if it's Esalen or Est or whatever it is. It starts with an S.
Well, that's actually an E.
What do you mean an E? It's Esalen.
It starts with an E.
All right. It starts with an E. And it ends with a T, and that stands for tish.
Dog shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's where we're going. Gorgeous.
Where are you staying?
I'd rather not say.
Well, you can go to a...
never mind where I'm staying. But Big Sur is a great place. All right, let me get back on the line here. Dr. Ed Elcott has been with us for... well, he's at his show off and on the Phil Hendry Network here for quite some time. Dr. Elcott, however, has not been on the air for a while. And there is, I don't want to say there's trouble in paradise, but we're going to get him on the phone here with us and talk a little bit about how Elcott, the next step, has been in the news, and it has to do with this so-called the death of Yoda. This was something that was started by Bobby Dooley.
Well, I talked to Bobby about that, and she got the information from I believe it was from Jeff Dowder. So we'll get on the phone with her.
Dr. Ed Elcott joining us. He is at San Jose Airport right now. Dr. Elcott, where are you off to?
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Where are you off to, sir?
Well, I'm heading back to Wampaw, New York. I was here in consult with some of the Redeemery individuals to see if we can sort of dig ourselves out of what has been a public relations disaster. What happened on this past week is that Bobby Dooley, who is a prominent member of the California community, and an individual that I follow I do not follow her on Twitter, but someone had retweeted, but she had said that Yoda had died. I made the comment, hard to believe. People thought that that meant that I believed that Yoda existed and that he died.
Well, when you said hard to believe, they took it to mean what?
They took it to mean that I thought, boy, he sure has lived a long time.
Well, what did you mean?
What I meant was, it's hard to believe that Yoda existed. I didn't come right out and say I didn't believe that he existed. I just said it was hard to believe. Well, individuals now within the Elcott the Next Step and without Elcott the Next Step now believe that I think Yoda exists. And no, I do not believe Yoda exists. I never have believed that Yoda exists. But now I've got to put it into your language, Phil. Now I've got my you-know-what in a ringer.
All right, now we have Bobby Dooley is going to join us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to discuss where she might have heard this. Bobby Dooley joining us. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Dr. Elcott.
Yes.
Phil, this was something that was reported to me by my husband, Steve Dooley, and here is Steve Dooley now.
Don't
breathe. You slobbered all over the phone. Can you hold on, Phil?
Yes.
Well, Ms. Dooley is taking care of the phone.
Hold on, I gotta wipe this off.
I didn't do...
Steve, you're slobbering. You're slobbering.
Well?
Go ahead, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, Bill. I heard the news from Bobby Dooley that Yoda had died. I said,
May I interrupt for a moment? I cannot be held responsible for this news. My husband ran in here, said Yoda's dead. No, I don't believe that Yoda exists. But when your husband says he's dead...
I heard Yoda died.
That means nothing, Steve.
It may mean nothing, but my simple comment, hard to believe...
What did you mean when you said hard to believe?
Hard to believe that he exists.
Okay, and why isn't that good enough for your followers?
Well, they took that to mean... You mean you think possibly he does exist? And I took phone calls all day on Tuesday saying, no, I don't. In the name of everything holy, in the name of God... To whatever extent you believe in God, and we believe God to be a slave to man, not to be the master of man, but in the name of the slave God that we believe in, no, I don't think Yoda exists. And I even went so far, and this probably did not put me in good stead, I was leveled for this, which we do have a recording of that. But at some point you want to hear it, people seem to think that I need to be humiliated. Well beyond...
No, we don't believe in humiliating you.
Well, I appreciate that, Phil. But I did have a tape recording made of me being leveled when I said that I will climb up on the shoulders of one of the overlords and kiss Yoda's dried ass, dried and wrinkled ass, to prove to you that I don't believe he exists, if he does exist, you know.
What is that supposed... Excuse me, Dr. Elcott, what does that mean?
It means I'll get up on one of the... I told you, I'll get up on an overlord's shoulder, and I will kiss Yoda's dried ass and dried rectum. And,
Oh, God, man! What kind of vulgarity is that?
Well, I'm fighting for my life in the... Here's the recording of it happening as it happened last week. Yoda about that. And we'll kiss Yoda's wrinkled ass if, for whatever reason, anyone tries to tell me that I don't have... Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a... And there it is, Phil. I was leveled.
Yeah, you sure were leveled. Bobby?
Well, I had no idea that that took place, Dr. Elcott, but it's of no concern to me. I don't care.
No, something tells me you don't.
Right, I don't care. All I care about is my own standing with the Homeowners Association.
I've talked bad about it.
Steve, you're slobbering on me and every Christian soul. Sit down before you fall down.
Hey.
All right, Jeff Dowder,
Jeff Dowder on the phone. Jeff's the one that originally tweeted it, and let's get and find out what that's about. Jeff Dowder is with us from Temple City, California, right now and on the Newsmaker line, and we'll get Jeff up here in just a minute. But I can tell you that as of this morning, when I spoke about Mr. Dowder, he said, and he was fairly certain that this was the case. And
all right, let me take the phone, Jeff.
Jeff Dowder here, Phil.
Jeff, this is Bobby Dooley.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have with us Dr. Elcott.
Jeff, you're Jeff Dowder?
Yes, sir.
Well, Jeff, I'm in very big trouble because I tweeted that some people seem to think I believe Yoda exists.
Well, I mean, I heard from Toby Bow a week ago Tuesday, late last night, about 9:45.
Okay, here we go again with that, all right?
Would you please speak English?
Ma'am, I'm speaking English. Late last night, about 9:45.
A week ago Tuesday.
Well, I mean...
Young man, you have to understand, that's very contradictory.
I'm just trying to tell you... Hold on for a minute. It's my shot. Are we playing 8-ball? Okay.
Hey, Ted, I mean, whatever your name is, Jeff?
Yeah, my name's Todd. Ted. There's no dudes are named Ted no more. No dudes are named Ted no more.
Yeah, there is. Guy named Ted Bell.
Well, good for him.
Okay, Jeff, did you report that Yoda had died?
I did report Yoda had died because Toby Bow had come in. We share right now I'm renting a house with Toby Bow because my girlfriend kicked me out in Mint Canyon. And Toby, and I'm sharing it with Toby Bow. Do you know the Bows?
No, I don't know the Bows.
Okay, anybody there?
No, I don't know who the Bows are. Who are they?
Well, it's the Bows, Bows Marine Speed.
Oh, is that the boat repair place?
Yes, ma'am. The Bows have owned Huntington Beach Marine Speed for, God, man, a long time. Anyway, Toby come in, he said he'd heard that Yoda had gone down. He said he'd heard that Yoda had gone down.
Which means he's dead.
I don't know. I took it to mean he's dead. I could talk to Toby Bow if you want me to get on the other line here.
No, I don't need for you to get on the other line. All right, so Yoda ain't dead. And Dr. Elcott, to the extent that you're...
I can tell you right now, Phil, my ass is in hot water right now with these overlords. Because every time I talk about it, damn it, forget it. Fuck.
All right,
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get on a plane and get out of here. That's what I need to do. I'm in San Diego. Hey, you, when's the next plane to Wampa? Man, that's gonna be a long time. Well, what happened? Oh, I don't know. I think we got problems with the planes. All the planes are grounded right now because there's a lot of fog. There's no fog out there. It's bright sunshine. Oh, fuck. Must be these glasses, huh? Either that or weed I'm smoking. I got this stuff from Oaksterdam. Never mind. Phil, I can tell you that I will defend myself vigorously upon my return to Wampa.
All right. Thank you very much. And, Bobby, thank you.
Phil, I hope this doesn't redound negatively on my appearances.
It's pretty silly.
Well, Steve...
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Phil, I hope it...
I hope it does redound negatively on her appearance. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you guys trying to tell me that this guy, Yoda... And what is this guy, anyway?
Yoda's up is a Jedi Knight, 900 years old and everything.
Oh, really? Ooh. You are one simple-minded mother...
All right, so that was a big whole lot of nothing. Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I hope you got everything worked out there. I hope that everyone is safe and sound. I appreciate very much Bob Green coming on and talking a little bit about his ridiculous, asinine aspirations. And, of course, we do thank Bob Bacon for running out of gas yet again. And as far as Harvey Weinman goes, you're right, Harvey. Thank you, Time Warner, for your shitty, shitty, shitty internet service. It's just great.
Well, hi, this is Margaret Ray. Phil Hendry, I don't think we'll be getting any more internet service from this day forward. I think... I think for Phil Hendry, he's going to have to be yelling on, yelling down a piece of PVC pipe. Not even a Dixie cup and a string will he hath have. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, wasn't that special?
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Mr. Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
Yeah, my name is Robin Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
That's nice.